countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, for younger adults, pension talk is boring, complicated and irrelevant. But there comes a day in everybody's life when you realise that retirement is just around the corner. And then pension talk becomes really, really interesting. When some women who are farming have gone to check their pension entitlements, though, they have had a nasty shock. Dawn and Tom Hennessy in Kilkenny have been married and farming side by side for almost 30 years. However, while Tom is entitled to a full state pension, Dawn isn't. Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to meet the couple to find out more.
There's all kinds of breeds. There's the Frisians and the Cementless and the Charolais.
56-year-old Dawn Hennessy left secondary school before her intercert to go farming with her father. She's been farming ever since, and when she got married 30 years ago, she continued working alongside her husband Tom on their family farm in Kilkenny. But despite spending her life working on the farm, Dawn is one of thousands of women who is not entitled to a full state pension.
When did it come about that there might be an issue with the pension? Were you surprised that your work might not be recognised?
The one thing I don't like doing is paperwork, so Tom was following that and trying to get it sorted. And then we realised it wasn't as straightforward as we thought. So he's trying to sort it now, and well, both of us together are, but it's not looking... It's just been a hard work to try and sort it.
When did you start buying stock together? Was it before you were married or when you were married? Or was it?
I suppose, like, well, from when we got married, we always went together everywhere. We travelled together to marts and factories, and at the moment I'm driving to the factory. If we have to bring one down, I have to drive it, so... we always did everything as a team.
And were you farming the whole time you were rearing your family as well?
All the time. The kids were up the yard in the pram. The first thing we bought before our daughter was born was a pram. And my husband said, make sure it's one we can bring up the yard, which we did. And it reared the four kids, and the four kids were out from the minute they were born, they were up the yard with us on the farm.
I mean, do you have memories of kind of walking around fields with a baby in one arm and maybe a bucket of feed in the other?
Absolutely, definitely, yes. Over with cutting silage, the kids were always involved and everything like that. They were dragged along and loved it, and it's a great life.
I'm Tom Hennessy and married to Dawn. We're married in 89, so then this year then will be our 30th wedding anniversary. We have a little bit to go.
Tom is 62 and had to prove to Scope, the PRSI section of the Department of Social Protection, that Dawn had been working with him equally on the farm.
But it took me a good while to figure out that her entitlements weren't enough. But for luck, we had to prove that we were at the farm in partnership, so we had to go to Scope. And between one thing and another, I had to go back to dockets that we had before we were married, and she was assigned for when we're buying cement and maybe calf food or whatever we're buying, or a few little things that she would get messages for me. Now, she didn't use the checkbook that much, but every check that she wrote, I was able to go back and recognise it and find it and bring it in, and we got accepted then that they would divide my contributions in half and give half to her.
So even though you had a joint bank account when you got married and you were farming together, there was still an issue with getting that recognised?
Well, we had to prove it, that we were working in partnership.
Some people say, oh, well, you know, a wife might not be farming fully in her own right. I mean, how did Dawn help out?
I had back trouble when we came first, when we were putting up the fencing around the house. She would have dug all the holes.
Dawn would have dug all the holes.
Oh, and let me know that she'd done it as well.
I could see Dawn laughing.
She was more of a stock person than I was. Like, I didn't know much about stock, but she'd often tell you, say, that cow now was getting near calving or that, and she'd know from the distance, whereas I wouldn't be as sharp like.
So basically you think she should be getting an equal pension for the equal work that she's been doing on the farm?
Of course she should be.
The National Women's Council of Ireland estimate that 47,000 women are affected by the marriage bar or on a reduced pension or don't have access to any pension. Catherine Lane is the Women in Local Government and Development Officer with the organisation, and she explained what the main issue is behind female farmers and their pensions.
The main issue is about them having direct access to their own pension entitlement. So for many women that have been assisting and working with their husbands on the family farm, they have been invisible in terms of having a contribution made for them or a stamp put up for them over the years. Some women would have gotten advice, or the business, the family farm, would have been given advice not to put the woman down as a relative assisting, because there was a cost implication to that. So what women are facing with now is when they go to access their state pension, they don't have enough contributions accumulated over their lifetime. They may have erratic, you know, work patterns. They may have been caring for children or elderly relatives at home, and also contributing to the family farm. And they may also be disadvantaged if they go applying for a non-contributory state pension because of the means test and the income thresholds related to that. So many women will be left having no entitlement to a pension.
And these are older women, probably over 65, who now don't have any financial autonomy, essentially, is that it?
Yeah, and for us that's critical in terms of economic independence for women. A lot of women who would have farmed, maybe their husbands are getting a qualified adult payment for that woman, so she's still not really recognised as an individual by the system in her own right. She can get that qualified adult payment from her husband. Sometimes it can be as low as €60 a week. I think we need to keep the pressure up in terms of remembering these older women, so we need to really support them to have their voice heard.
Now, that was Catherine Lane from the National Women's Council of Ireland. And if you're concerned about your pension, you can contact the National Women's Council of Ireland or the Department of Social Protection. That report there from Hannah Quinn Mulligan.